Indire, Independent Radio Exchange Network. Radio Show. Co-funded by the European Union. More at indire.eu. Radio Show.
Hello Europe, hello music people. Welcome to the 96th edition of INRE, Independent Radio Exchange. It's time for a new edition from Spain. This is Sonia Morales.
And this is Rafa Sanchez and Nuria Magic Fingers González managing the sound control. Welcome to the Spanish alternative and underground scene from the studios of Onda Local de Andalucía.
2024, a new year and a new opportunity to discover new bands for our European audience. Today our show is full of new amazing music from not well known yet bands that you should start listening to right now.
We start in Olvera, a really wonderful village in the mountain range of Cádiz in the south of Spain. You're listening to Proyectos Cacharrao, the new EP of El Clan del Sur, a collective that moves among fusion rap, ska and electronic styles. Everything fits in their cocktail shaker.
This song is called Saber Envejecer. Let's start dancing.
Soy traidor, dejarse de viaje ideológico.
A vuestra edad pegan malos del incenso.
Viendo el mundo sin hacer el mamarracho.
Se desiste y siente cita después del gazpacho.
Quiero me preso, molusco estudia. Riéndome de todo sin que para la tumba. Quiero me preso, molusco estudia. No como esos viejos que al final se arruga.
Del padecer y del sufrir, porque yo nunca sé lo cantar, ni yo creo que sé cantar, yo lo que hago es transmitir.
Me muevo en el polígono Cartuja como
cara. We continue in Andalucía with the music of Hermanos Bastardos.
Bastard Brothers is a combative and anti-fascist rap group of the anarchist movement from the city of Andújar, province of Jaén, the land of the olive trees.
Hermanos Bastardos are the MCs Berto and DJ Modo. They defend the fact that songs have to have a message. Keeping away from other widespread urban rhythms nowadays, this is their last single, Guitarras Callejeras.
Fluyo por el mundo en busca de sabiduría. Risa y cachondeo en casa de Lucio Ortubia. Me sentí como él, estafando el Citibat, cepillando ese panel en el túnel de París, pateando el barrio antifascista de Belleville o pintando en Tautovías en Créteil. Quisiera ser un bandolero como Rumba 3, esperando la ronda me quedé durmiendo en el arcén. ¿Y qué le voy a hacer, loco, qué le voy a hacer? Si en esta vida solo me junto con personajes.
Thank you. Andes, paneleiros, os boys. Flipan con el estilo que les traigo y les doy. Paso la vida pensando en lo bueno, en lo malo. Camino solo como Ray Heredia. Como tipo bravo, lo primero buena gente y lo segundo delincuente. Como jarabe de palo, de todo depende. Ya me gustaría, tío, cantar como Duquende. Un día me levanté con ganas de trabajar. Algo raro me pasaba, así que me volví a acostar. Me gusta la jarana y la farándula. Y juntarme con colegas pa' pintar World Cars. Tengo clase en el juego como Canales. Y corro por la banda como Tello. Si vienen nacionales, mostrando mi estilo como Nabil Fekir. Y bailando en el ring como Nassim. Busco fluir en el beat como Rakim. Y difundir my music por el barrio como Radio Rahim. Tengo más calle tronco que una doki. Traigo la fiesta al team como Benjamín. Soy un chapeate. No un PMP, pero si quieres comprar algo yo te doy los links.
Now we have a radical sonic twist from rap to pop. Alonso Díaz Carmona is known as the singer of the band Napoleon Solo. Now he makes his solo debut with Soy un Humano, a refined, rhythmic, melodic and harmonically elevated pop song.
This song is the first preview of his upcoming album ¿Qué es querer? That means what is to love. It will be released in spring 2024. And the album will consist of 10 chapters full of stories about falling out of love.
Quieren que vuelva a ser niño otra vez, y yo hago como si no hubiera escuchado. Aunque me gustaría corresponder, pero ¿cómo hago para estar con? Adelantarme en el tiempo que vivir lo que me toca. A veces estoy ausente y dejo salir la energía que me sobra. Es por esa suerte que aún no he perdido la fe. Desde ahí adentro alguien me está llamando. Ser libre. verte otra vez. Pero ¿cómo hago para volver a sentirme conectado y volver a confiar en lo que hago?
This is the new young artist, Celia Sensitive.
And we are glad to announce you that she is here in Onda Local Andalucía Studio with us to talk about her music project. But first things first, pump up the volume and listen to her single, I Wonder.
This is my
sad that I'm a human.
As we said before, I Wonder is the first single by Celia's Sensitive. The young artist behind that name is Celia Alvarez from Carmona. Hi Celia, welcome to Indire.
Thanks for having me, I'm really excited.
Thank you for being with us, Celia. We would like to begin with the beginning. You have been involved with music since your childhood. Could you tell us more about your beginnings as a musician?
Yeah, of course. Well, I feel like if I go back to my memories, the first thing I remember is that I wrote an anthem for my football team. And I never showed it to anyone, but I just felt like I had to because the anthem at that time was really, really bad. So yeah, I was little.
In the music since childhood. Writing, what is your team? Could you tell us?
It was Santana. Like, it was just like a football team.
Okay.
That I used to play, like, when I was like 10, so.
Celia, let's talk about your career as a young alternative do-it-yourself artist. Could you tell us about Trans Europe Create, the European project in which you include 3 songs created together with other European artists?
Yeah, it was a really special project, or at least that's how I remember it. I saw like an ad, and I think Esteban also sent me like the post, and I just applied for it, and yeah, like it was a pleasure to be part of that project and participating with like there were like 2 other musicians in my group. And it was a pleasure to work with them. Sadly, we couldn't meet because it was after COVID. But it was lovely anyway to make those 3 songs together.
So making music in COVID times, it's difficult. But I suppose you use the internet and to connect with the other artists.
Exactly.
And we would like to know, Celia, from that. Project to I Wonder, the single we listened at the beginning of the interview, an introspective and intimate song where you express your struggle trying to be an independent artist today. So is your urge to express your own emotions and thoughts the seed of your creative process?
I would say so. Like I haven't found any other way to express myself yet where I can really be confident in myself and just be pure. And if I have negative thoughts, I'll do that. Like, I'm not so self-aware when I'm writing lyrics, so.
Okay, so, yeah. And how do you approach this creative process in your music? About, you know, lyrics, composition, production?
Well, I always start with the lyrics, and I know it's a cliche, but normally they come to me, or if an idea comes to me and I want to talk about that idea, I just try to exploit it really. And I come up with melodies at the same time normally. But it's like a lot of try and error and all of that.
So do you consider yourself a lyricist?
I guess so. I'm not sure if I would label myself.
Okay.
And Celia, how do you define your music? Could we tag it as art pop or dream pop? I don't know.
Sorry, I think it's really hard for me to put on a label again because I would say it's pop, but then when I tell people that it's pop, they're like, yeah, but you don't sound like the pop artists that are on the radio, on the mainstream radio, right? So I'm just like, I would consider it pop, maybe alternative pop, I'm not sure. But yeah, also dream pop is there, and so yeah, indie pop. I don't know, I think I just go somewhere there.
Mm-hmm. For instance, what are your influences?
Well, the first one that comes to my mind is Lorde. She's always been there, I would say. And in terms of lyrics, Lana Del Rey, and then also Lucy Dacus, they are really important to me.
Yeah, your reference. And we were talking when you were listening to the music of Celia, and she told us that she feels some kind of connection with the Lord, no? About yeah. her career and her beginnings.
Yeah, I just, I don't know, I discovered her with her single Royals, which was like, you know,
blast.
The whop of that time, I would say. So I digged into her career and I just felt I could resonate a lot with what she did, and yeah, it really motivated me to keep going.
Okay, so Lord, last year we want to talk about a festival that was taken in Sevilla, Reno Fest,
mm-hmm. yeah.
and you were part of the lineup.
Yeah.
You started your relationship with Alternative Sevilla label We Are Wolves too.
Mm-hmm.
How was your experience in that festival, in Reno Fest?
It was really interesting because I didn't, like, I feel like there's a world that I don't know and where things happen. And Esteban one day just texted me and he was like, "Hey, texted me. Would you like to be in this festival?" And I was like, "Of course!" Like, and then I investigated a little bit about that festival, and I was like, "I think this would be a good opportunity. So why not?"
Was your first one?
Kind of.
Okay.
Acelia Sensitive.
We remember you share stage with amazing bands like Ruby Americano or
yeah.
We Boos, Swimming Pool. I think it was a great day.
It was really cool. I really, really enjoyed myself.
Mm-hmm. Celia is mentioning a name, Esteban. We want our audience to know that Esteban is part of We Are Wolves, the label mm-hmm. in which she is now. And I want to ask you about that.
Of course.
Being used to have absolute control over your project as a do-it-yourself artist, how does having an alternative label supporting you change the game?
Well, it's been really important. We met 5 years ago, I think, in 2019, when I was still studying at the uni. And I think we just really connected because we also listened to the same kind of music. And I think he could see me, what he saw in himself, like his first struggles when he was starting in music, and I think that kind of, I think we made a bond over that, and then we've just been keeping in touch and like, yeah, so.
So that's it's a good thing because you continue to control your production, I suppose,
yeah.
and you have this support from an alternative, very alternative
yeah.
Label.
Yeah, it's great.
Mm-hmm. And Celia, now you are immersed deep into the process of creating new material for your upcoming EP. And we are delighted to tell our Indire audience that we have the pleasure to scoop and advance. Tell us about this upcoming EP you are preparing.
Well, it's really special because I was actually thinking about this a few days ago, and I was like, I have been working on this EP for like 4 years. Maybe not directly, but I started learning how to produce music like 4 years ago. I started to produce my very first song, and that's actually, it's going to be on the EP. So like, I am so elated. Like, it's, I don't know. It's really fun, and I hope I can announce it soon.
And can we know about, you know, the tracks? You know, if it's something similar to I Wonder, or you have some changes in some other songs?
I think lyrics wise is still like really introspective, but music wise, I think it's a little different. It has like, I would say it sounds from the 80s with really cool synths and a lot of guitars verging a little bit on the sound of the guitars of Boy Genius, for example, which is a band I really, really love. So, yeah, I think it's going to be fun.
So, this is very interesting. Celia, it has been a pleasure to have you in our show. Thank you very much for coming here. and we are eager to listen to this new material you're talking about. Could you introduce our listener to this exclusive scoop of your new EP that we are having now?
Well, first of all, thank you so much for having me here. It's also been a pleasure. And yeah, this song is called When I Miss You, and it talks about reminiscing, really, remembering some moments, the good moments, and but then being more like critical and being like, okay, they were not so good, even though you think that was, they were not so good. So yeah, it's also bittersweet.
Thanks a lot, Celia.
Thank you. Bye. So much. Bye.
When I miss you, I travel back in time and I go to our memories, rewinding them one by one, rewinding them one by one. And the truth is that I don't know what is next in my life, but I have one thing certain, I wanna keep you close to my heart. When I miss you, I travel back in time and I go to your memories, rewinding them one by one, rewinding them one by one.
time now for the post-punk new wave sound of Crisis Grado. The Sevillian musician Manuel Barragán is the one behind these catchy, dark and atmospheric melodies.
With strong influences from bands like Joy Division, The Cure, Fangoria or Depresión Sonora, Crisis Grado's music grabs you with tracks like their latest single, Pinares Mojados.
Nuestros besos y nuestros abrazos como huellas en el camino, zapatos llenos de barro. Cómo se quedan las gotas de sudor condensado. El rayo de claridad que ilumina tu pelo, los moriscos que tatúan tu esencia en mi cuello. Nuestras historias allá se quedaron, caídas en los pinares mojados.
Go with more old school sound. Although they like to define themselves as a rock band without many other additives, their music shows a love for the 60s, folk rock and Americana.
With clear influences such as Dylan or Creedence Clearwater Revival, they have just released their first EP titled like this, Blue House.
Just what I'm trying to find. There's lots of pain.
through the street, would you soon disappear among your raptures?
Santa Fe are David Robertson, Peter Aylett, Tony Alonso and Mario Romero. The project was born in the basement of a theater as a group of friends who joined together to play classic rock covers.
Today, Santa Fe is one of the hopes of rock music made in Andalucía. This song is called Miss Clara and tells the story of a woman who realizes in her maturity that she has not chosen the best decisions in the life.
Same gray
hotel. One more cheer, Miss Clara, that you never look old at all, that you don't look yonder, you pass through your own life anyone could do. Off your eyes slip audience, you have no control, just playing the role, yeah, as you should play yours, that you're the only one who stays here after four, mostly alone. Perhaps there are some excuses, perhaps you once looked good, yeah, but perhaps you could find a better place to loot. Guess I can understand just cannot stand you.
After listening to Santa Fe, let's turn up the decibels in the final stage of Indire. The hardest sounds come here.
Javier Patón, Manuel Ramos and Sergio Bueno. This musical triangle composes Hell of a Mind, a great band from Seville that have just released their first album, Lost Temper.
If you like the Seattle style of the 90s, bands like Soundgarden, Pearl Jam, Alice in Chains, or something more in the way of Queen of the Stone Age, Hell of a Mind is the band you need to listen to. This song is Elephant in the Room.
There is suffering and ghosts, but the can say he's supposed to be in the sickest new boy he's told. But the land he was promised is now gone, no, it's honest. The shouting is weapon or tipping, the horizon is blurring.
Next band has a computer name. Amiga 500 plays alternative rock with rough guitars, raging melodies, and a psychedelic touch.
They are specialists in producing perfect songs, as we can see in their last EP, Ahora Soy Una Estrella, Now I Am a Star. Do you remember Back in the Future, the film?
Yeah.
This song is called Marty McFly.
Yeah.
are listening now to the super trio Cuerda Oída. They are one of the most promising bands on the hardcore punk scene, and we have just released, and they have just released their first album, an eponymous 12-inch with 8 tracks recorded at Studio 19 in Jerez.
Let's go with a personal weakness. The song that closes their debut album, No Seré, and the lyrics say, they can erase my face, they can erase my footprint, never my memories, never my existence. Cuerda Oída, No Seré, I Will Not Be. We are saying goodbye with the industrial metal of Soul Break. After releasing the No Signal trilogy made up of 3 EPs and with some lineup changes, they now release the single The Party of Madness. This song is a blast that has blown our minds and goes together with a psychotic video produced and directed by the band's own guitarist, John Romero.
Now, from Onda Local de Andalucía, Nuria González, Rafa Sánchez and Sonia Morales, together with Celia Sensitive, send you a big hug. Let's finish the radio show to join this party of madness. Be happy and enjoy music.
Bye, bye, bye.
Bye.
Welcome to my party, motherfuckers, it's madness. Poison is the way, takes away all the sadness. Come on here, I'll see how everyone really likes me. Listen to this shit and you will be very lost, me. Seal of re-reject, jump in.
fucking say, hey, I want you know we will fucking hit you. I want to see all my people screaming, hey, I want the game of your careless meet you.
By the European Union. More at indire.eu. Indire featured song.
Hi, I'm Gume. This is my song Nuevo Año, which means New Year in English. It's the last song from my debut EP Aislamiento and represents the acceptance phase in the project. I hope you like it and have a great 2024.
Estaba aquí pensando como la cama que antes era grande ahora es más pequeña. Estaba aquí pensando en cómo quedarse hasta tarde. Era divertido, ahora es insomnio. Es mejor así, dejarlo así. Son cosas de la edad, todo va a mejorar. Es mejor así, dejarlo así.
independent radio exchange network. Featured song. Co-funded by the European Union. More at indire.eu.